And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line. And as promised, we're going to talk to the folks out there at the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. You didn't know if you were talking to Becky or Brad.
Yeah, nobody told me. So I was doing the best of, what do you call it, as bland as possible.
Blank,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I wasn't sure who was calling because I enjoyed talking to both of you guys. I just was I was just told line one.
Well, it's Becky and good morning to talk about animals and the chili bowl and all kinds of things.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and get it started. And like you said, let's go ahead and lead off with the chili bowl. The tickets are still being sold for that. Before the Super Bowl comes up later on, I guess next month.
Right. Tickets are on sale, and you can purchase the tickets at Community State Bank.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase them at Liebert. And you can also call Stacia Stewart, and she has tickets. And then there's some individuals that's probably better to check with those three locations. And Stacia's number is 620-249-9298. She also is in charge of the Chili Bowl. This is a group of volunteers that help us out with this each year, and she's in charge of it. So if you have any questions or you want to make a special donation, any question you might have, I would suggest you call Stacia. And the tickets, like I said, are on sale till the 30th. And the event itself is February the 6th from 1 to 3. It will be at Community State Bank. You drive up, hand them your tickets, and they hand you your chili, and you're on your way. So it'll be very safe. And weather permitting, it'll be not a bad situation. They're going to have a table set outside. If it is bad weather, then I guess it would be running in and out of the bank. But tickets are $7 a quart or 3 for $20. The proceeds go directly to the shelter. And as I kind of mentioned before, we're really trying to put some funds away and kind of make a special budget item for all the rescue groups that we're starting to be able to network with. It's a wonderful situation for our animals at the shelter because we are being able to network and get these dogs and cats to rescue groups, and then they are adopted out. But, of course, there's a cost because we have the travel expense, and then there are certain qualifications that you have to meet, like, you know, if they're spayed, neutered, if they're up on their vaccinations, all the health issues, because they want healthy dogs, and we certainly, and cats, and we understand that. So that's what some of the funds will be going for. The other will just stay right here, the animals in the shelter, and most of it goes towards our veterinarian needs because it's expensive to take care of these animals, but it's the right thing to do. So that's where all the funds will go. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the animals that have been rescued. This is kind of cool. Last week, Brad's been busy taking care of these animals through rescue groups, and as right now, all of the office kitties have been adopted.
Yay!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's cool. Because two of them went through a rescue, and then the others were locally adopted. We had two dogs and two cats that went to Findlay County here in Kansas. We had two dogs that went to Colorado, and we have three dogs that are on our way to the Kansas City Rescue Group that we've, I think it's Great Plains is the name of it. They are amazing three dogs.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, because it's not like we're rehoming them to another. It's honestly, they don't take them if they cannot get them adopted out.
Right.
Those are guaranteed adoptions going on. And the fact that they're taking some kittens and cats is amazing and just fantastic because we have so many. And I just assumed most rescue and shelters do, but I guess there are areas that are short, and we're more than happy to fill the bill. So good news on that with all the rescues going on.
Absolutely. I love to hear about all the rescues going on out there. Lots of kitties and dogs finding forever homes, which is always a good thing to hear about.
Here it is. So we've been busy this week, and you also mentioned donations. And, you know, I always talk about the kitten food, the puppy food, kitty litter, the treats, the toys, blankets. But, you know, something else that we go through a lot of, and I thought about this morning, is we use Dawn detergent which is really good for the cleaning and the bathing. And we also use a lot of just good old household bleach. You know, sometimes people just want to bring out maybe that type of a donation. And, gosh, we go through a lot of bleach and a lot of Dawn detergent, and then regular detergent for that matter. We do buy detergent through Force State because it's you can buy great big containers of it because the washer and dryer runs constantly. But there again, there's some other ideas for people in case anyone was interested.
All right. So, again, those are the donations that they're kind of looking for because there is lots of animals out there. So, and you go through a lot of stuff very, very quickly there's a lot of them out there. So,
well, they come in even this time of year. We have the dogs come in that are just covered in fleas.
Yeah.
Just because it seems cold, the fleas are going to hang tight on those dogs.
Yeah, because the dogs are warm. I mean, so yeah, they're going to hang tight there. So
their fur is thicker, so it's harder to get rid of them. So we do shampoo them with a mixture of Dawn detergent and vinegar, and so it's healthy for them, but it kills the fleas. So that's one reason. You know, one way we use Dawn, and of course we just have a lot of dog bowls and dog buckets and water buckets. And you name it, we've got it going out there.
And again, you said before, you guys go through toys like nothing because those dogs, yeah, they get them in and they just tear them all apart because they're just having a good time with that toy. And then they realize they get a little rough with it and they're like, oh, it's all tore up.
Right. Yeah. So. And what's kind of funny is, I told you, you hear the squeak, squeak, squeak.
Right.
Because then you know that they've removed the squeak, squeaker out of the toy. And you walk by and look in their kennel and there's stuffing's everywhere.
And you're just like, okay, well, that one's done.
Yeah, well, that lasted about 5 minutes, but that's okay. Some of them really don't even quite know what to do with a toy. So obviously they've not had toys before. And then others, it's kind of precious how they'll take it and curl up in a ball with it and kind of take a nap. And it really is a soothing thing to have that type of stimulation for them. So we appreciate any toys. And I have toys at my house for my dogs, and a lot of times I'll just kind of go through and weed them out, wash them, take them out to the shelter, and they get used. So we appreciate anyone that wants to bring out new toys or used.
Yeah, I've told you before, I've had several cats before, and one of them would have a toy, and she would never play with it, but she would grab it, and when it was time to go, when she would want to go take a nap, she would curl up with it. And she but you try to like take it away from her and you just hear like no, you're not taking this away. And she never got like real angry. She was just basically saying, hey, leave this alone, this is mine, leave it alone.
Oh, yeah. And we have a lot of cat toys that come out there that are, oh, they look like little feathers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, they just love that. And they'll be on a string so we can hang them from the top and they'll bat around
on. Oh yeah.
They love
those toys that where they can just, swat at, that's going back and forth, because obviously it keeps them entertained.
Cats need exercise just like the dogs.
Absolutely they do.
And as I've told you, some of our cats that stay with us for quite a while, they get a little hefty, because because they are confined.
Right, right.
They are putting on a little weight, so having those toys in the cage with them is also good for exercise.
Absolutely it is. And again, it's good for their well-being too, that way, because it kind of keeps mm-hmm. them active. So
yeah, it does.
All right, so let's go ahead and we're speaking of all the animals, let's go ahead and get started. I think we started with the cats last week.
All right.
So let's go ahead and start with the dogs this week.
Okay, let's start with the dogs. And our list is a little shorter this week, which doesn't hurt my feelings at all. And that's not to say, as I've always said this before, we also have other dogs and cats that are out at the shelter that aren't on the list, because we try to keep the list manageable, and maybe they just aren't quite ready for adoption yet, because even though we get them out there, we hold them for several days as required by state, and it just makes sense, because sometimes the animals get loose and the owners are looking for them. So always keep checking Facebook to see who's new out there, and I say also, come out to the shelter and look around. To me, that's just the best way to know if that's really the dog or cat you're interested in. So, okay, dogs. We have Fascia. She's been with us, and she is black with some white spots. She's a sweet girl. She was a great mom because she came in with her puppy. who was adopted, Hopper. The first thing you're going to notice about Hopper, very happy-go-lucky attitude. He has a very soft coat. We take him to be a year and a half old. He's a Roddy Shelter mix. Shepherd mix, sorry. He's black with some brown and white on his legs and face. Igor is very sweet, a unique-looking dog, white. It's got these faint blackish-gray spots on him. He's got these itty-bitty ears that they kind of fold down, but he's a lot larger than his ears would indicate, so he's unique. We have Apollo, gorgeous reddish coat with some white on his face and legs. Oh, about a year old now, very well behaved, keeps his kennel clean with maybe, you know, has an accident once in a while. And we think Apollo is a lab pit mix. Trumbo, we know about Trumbo, and we know that someone very dear to our hearts interested in him.
Oh, he definitely is. I know he definitely wants Trumbo, and yes. And Trumbo takes the best pictures too when he gets a hold of either the peanut butter, because man, he's just this look on his face. He's just like, this is the best thing ever.
Yes.
but he does enjoy
his little treat.
Yes, he does.
He's a mixed breed. He's around 35 pounds, probably a little shy of a year old, black, white, and tan with some white markings. So we all know about Trumbo. And then we have Boog, and he's a pretty thing. Black and husky. He's a lab and husky mix, white with a brown nose, a curly tail, small ears, lots of energy, and he's around 3 years old. And then we have Lucinda, and Lucinda is black and white with some black specks on her nose and legs. He is a sister to Hambone, and Hambone was one of our rescuers. So he's now gone to a rescue group, but she's still with us. She's about 30 pounds, about 6 months old. And we also have Spooky. Spooky, as I told you, is the black lab that his eyes get really large when he's excited, so he kind of gives him a spooky look, but that's just the way his little eyes are. And he is, he's got a little pink nose, about a year old, and like I said, he's a lab mix. And then we have two more on our list, Lindy and Bindi. They're very sweet, 60 to 65 pounds, about 5 years old, and Bindi is about 4 years old. They came in, their problem with them is they are difficult to keep in a pen, so you have to have a very tall fence, and, you know, someone that's just willing to go out and do some exercising. So that's the dogs for today. Now, we also have, for our kitties, short list. I think it's one of the shortest lists I've had, which is very pleasing to me. Liz is with a still gorgeous gray and black tabby, about 3 years old, sleek built and super loving. We have Spick and Span, feisty, cute little guys, about 2.5 months old, gray tabbies. One's a male, one's a female. The male is smaller than the female. Sugar is super sweet, round face, tiger female. 4 to 5 years old, a little older. And Sydney is the last kitten that I have to speak about. She's quirky, playful, year and a half old, and it is a male, not a female, yellow and white. So like I said, we had kind of a short list today for the cats and kittens, but hallelujah. I think that's a good deal. We are located across the street from the Waterways Treatment Plant on the way to South Coffeyville, and our phone number is 620-252-6060. If you want to get a hold of Brad to make an appointment, you can go to our Facebook page and click on Book Now. Call out to the shelter. I'm working this weekend. Come out and see me from 2 to 4 in the afternoons if there's an animal you're interested in. And even we can get some adoptions on my watch.
There we go. So, again, like you said, it's a shorter list, but still lots of great animals out there looking for a forever home. And definitely head on out there. And again, what are those hours again?
They're open to the public in the afternoons from 2 to 4, not on a Monday. But we are still kind of asking for appointments. But, you know, if you're out that way, knock on the door, please wear your mask. And we will do the best we can. We're keeping that social distancing thing going. And know, doing our best to be safe. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate it. We love hearing about all the great animals out there. And also, again, don't forget, folks, get your tickets for the Chili Bowl. That way, I mean, again, that's, like you said, that's, you know, a lot of your funding throughout the year. So get out there, get those tickets for the Chili Bowl, because not only are you helping the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, you're getting some delicious chili as well. So
true. I already had my tickets, so I'm ready to go.
There we go. All right. Well, again, Becky, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate it.
All right. You guys
All right.
take care.
Okay, you as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's
Bye-bye.
Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.